Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. Let's look at Shabbos 119. Let's look about what Rab Abba would do. Rabbi Abba would buy meat from 13 butchers for 13 common astiras and delivered it to the pivot of his door to his kitchen staff. And he would say to them, Be energetic and hurry to cook this meat before more arrives. So the notes explain that Rabbi Abba, after buying meat from one butcher, would return home with it and proceed no further than his front door, where he would hand it over to his cooks with the command that they hurry to prepare it. He would then immediately return to market to purchase more meat. According to Rashi, is the preferred explanation. Or Rabbi Abba would have his meat delivered to his doorstep, would leave the money for it next to the pivot of his door, so the butchers would not have to tarry until he paid them. When they arrived, Rabbi Abba would call out to them to make haste with their deliveries and hurry back to their shops to prepare more items for the sale for the Shabbos. Rashi's first explanation, as amended by Rashash. According to both explanations, the sense of urgency that accompanied the purchase and preparations of the food were intended to demonstrate Rabbi Abba's esteem for the Shabbos. For the grander the occasion, the more people are in a frenzy to prepare for it. The idea we can learn from here is, how much of an urgency do we feel for Shabbos? How much of a frenzy do we feel for Shabbos? Do we feel the need? Do we feel the clamoring and the desire and the temptation to have Shabbos come to us so quickly, so fast? How much do we want to have Shabbos? How much do we long for Shabbos? Do we wait for Shabbos? Is it something that's an afterthought, or is it something that comes right away that we wait for every day and we look for every day? We talk about the idea of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, who would actually work the whole week towards Shabbos and try to get themselves involved with Shabbos and try to get themselves to think about Shabbos and to wait for Shabbos and to long for Shabbos. Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel would have it in their minds and would think about Shabbos the whole day. So too, we should be in a frenzy thinking about Shabbos. We should be in a hurry and in a tarry thinking about Shabbos. It should always be on our mind, and we should eagerly wait and longingly wait for Shabbos the whole week. How can I wait for Shabbos? It's so far away, and after Shabbos leaves, we should already miss it. We should feel that Neshama Yaseira leaving us. We should run into Shabbos, take Shabbos in early, in all the months that we're able to bring Shabbos early. My wife and I love to do early Shabbos. It's a wonderful feeling when we get to do it. And we like to keep Shabbos a little bit. It's hard for us to say goodbye. We tend to tarry a little bit. It's hard to say goodbye to the Shabbos. We love Shabbos so much. And every day that we get closer to Shabbos is a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful thing. When the delivery comes for Shabbos Wednesday night, the supermarket brings our food, I say, ah, I feel Shabbos. I see the Shabbos meat. I see the different delicacies that we try to do for Shabbos, whether it's sparkling grape juice or pomegranate seeds or a different Shabbos party treat. I see the challahs, I see the rolls, I say, ah, I feel Shabbos. And Wednesday already gives us the taste of Shabbos. But even Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we're preparing, we're thinking, we're feeling Shabbos. We should feel the frenzy towards Shabbos. We should feel the hurry towards Shabbos. Just like Rabbi Abba would have all this meat from so many butchers, he would help support so many people around him, especially from all these butchers, all these stores, in order to bring and support the Shabbos to all these people, and he would run to do so. So should we feel the ability that we're running towards Shabbos, longing for Shabbos? How can we always feel Shabbos throughout the week and feel like we miss it so much when it's not there, and we eagerly await it as a chatan waits the kala waits the chatan? We know that Hashem and Bnei Yisrael are considered the chatan and kala, but also Shabbos. We talk about Bowi kala, Bowi chala. How much do we long for Shabbos every day as it comes back to us closer and closer? We should long for it every day of the week as we get close to it little by little. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 120 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.